With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says President Trump is considering now invoking the rarely used Insurrection Act in response to the violence in Minneapolis.
I discussed with the president this morning several things that we are dealing with under the department and different operations. We did discuss the Insurrection Act. He certainly has the constitutional authority to utilize that. My hope is that this leadership team in Minnesota will start to work with us to get criminals off the streets.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Mike Waltz says President Trump will take action against Iran following that government's crackdown on nationwide demonstrations.
President Trump is a man of action, not endless talk like we see at the United Nations. He has made it clear all options are on the table to stop the slaughter, and no one should know that better than the leadership of the Iranian regime.
Troops from several European countries, including France and Germany, arriving now in Greenland to help boost security. Denmark is also increasing its military presence. Israeli strikes in Gaza, killing a reported 9 people. That follows a U.S. announcement of a second phase in the fragile ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the ceasefire largely symbolic, in his words, questioning its implementation. That phase of the ceasefire does face challenges, including disarming Hamas and transitioning governance. Authorities say emergency crews are working to restore power in the Kyiv region of Ukraine. Russian attacks on energy infrastructure have left many Ukrainians facing the coldest winter in years. This is SRN News. Now, rainbow sidewalks are coming to San Antonio, Texas.
Last year, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordered the removal of LGBT-themed crosswalks across the state, saying that the roads are not a place to promote the LGBT agenda or anything else for that matter. Now lawmakers in San Antonio have set aside $170,000 in taxpayer cash to paint gay pride rainbows on city sidewalks as a way of getting around the governor's order. A legal challenge to the plan has failed to stop it. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general filing suit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states they must certify compliance with President Trump's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. This is SRN News. Authorities in Texas searching for a Honduran man accused of injuring 3 ICE agents during a traffic stop. Here's Bill Alexander with that story.
It happened in Lewisville, Texas, about 9 miles northeast of the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Herson Lopez Sanchez, an undocumented immigrant, was being stopped by immigration officers during a December traffic stop. They say he put his truck in reverse, hitting an ICE vehicle, injuring an agent. They say he then rammed another ICE vehicle, injuring 2 other agents. There was a brief vehicle chase, and Lopez Sanchez got away.
An ailing astronaut now back on Earth. The crew of the 4 returned Thursday, ending their space station mission more than a month early in NASA's first ever medical evacuation. SpaceX guided the capsule to a middle-of-the-night splashdown in the Pacific off San Diego. More details, SRNNews.com.